This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Well, good evening and welcome to the John Whitmer Show. Hope you're enjoying your Labor Day weekend, soggy as it may be. Happy you joined us this evening on your Labor Day weekend here at your local, albeit rain-soaked, liberal resistance headquarters. Thrilled to have you with us tonight. If you'd like to join in, our studio lines are open. We will have a little more time than planned. I'll get to that. You can reach us at 316-869-1330 by email at john@knssradio.com and on Facebook and True Social at The John Whitmer Show. Reach out. We'd love to hear from you. And on X at John R. Whitmer. Reach out. Love to hear from you. Yes, we have an opening on the show tonight. Senator Ted Cruz. We were hoping to have him with us. We'd planned to have him with us. And as things happen, he's been called away. So we will have the senator with us next Sunday. So apologies. By the way, he is, you can hear him on Saturdays.
Yes.
Right here on KNSS, mm-hmm. Immediately following my show's rebroadcast. Mm-hmm. So he is available. You can hear him on Saturdays right here, 3 o'clock. Yes. On Saturdays, his podcast, The Verdict.
Mm-hmm. I caught a little bit of it yesterday while I was listening, and he was talking about his trip down to El Salvador
I heard
Panama
that.
Canal, and it was very interesting because you get to hear it from the person who was there.
Yeah, it's I tuned in actually yesterday. My wife and I were out door knocking, and I'm still not used to having KNSS on and hearing my voice. It's still, I'm not quite used to that, but we were out door knocking and we're driving from one walkbook to another walkbook. And lo and behold, I heard my voice come on and I was like, oh, I know that guy, mm-hmm. Crackpot and a right winger. And then we segued into Ted Cruz's show. So yeah, I heard that yesterday, but anyway, Senator Cruz will be with us next Sunday. So, but we will. We do have a great show tonight. Drew McKissick, who is a former co-chair of the Republican National Committee will join us to discuss how the Democrats are in complete disarray after they kicked off their recent DNC summer meeting with a bizarre acknowledgement and apology for our country's stolen land. Rachel Ehrenfeld, author of The Soros Agenda, will explain how a Soros-funded group has been behind a last-ditch rally for accused MS-13 gang member Kilmar Abrego Garcia, who just needs to be freaking deported. Just get to it. And Ryan Staley, a researcher at Defending Education, will tell us about a new report that uncovered how teachers' unions have diverted over $40 million in dues towards far-left causes. Big shock. This is why teachers' unions are long past their expiration date, and their endorsements are flat-out worthless. So before we get to that, I just want to remind you that Attorney General Kobach will be in town on Wednesday for his campaign kickoff out at the Sedgwick County Republican Party and Estes campaign headquarters. That's Wednesday, September 3rd, from 6 to 7. If you're interested, you can find out more information on the Sedgwick County Republican Party website and the John Whitmer Show Facebook page. So don't want to miss that. And, of course, we'll be taking your calls, 316-869-1330. So that'll be good. Speaking of campaigns, I'm sure, I mean, it's already started. You know, you're already seeing, I've seen them already come up, the text messages scrolling on your phone. You're already seeing now ads. There's already yard signs. I've gotten the robo texts. Mailers are no doubt about to start. So election season is here. It's a fire hose. But here's the thing. The flood of noise that is about to hit you is not a substitute for your brain. And you know, I mentioned the teachers union. Just because they're out there, they're about to, you know, put out whatever they're going to put out. Don't outsource your vote to your neighbor's Facebook rant or your cousin's group chat or Billy Joe Bob at the water cooler or whatever glossy mailer lands in your mailbox. Do your homework. That's the message tonight. Before you vote, before you make your decision, research the candidates and the issues, because your ballot isn't a vibe. It's a verdict. And it's final. Reagan's line works perfectly here. Trust, but verify. Trust, then check. Don't just take anybody's word for it, including mine. You know, kick the tires. Read the receipts. If a candidate's story doesn't line up with their voting record, if their record smells funny, if it's fishy, if the money trail looks like a corn maze, you owe it to your community to find out before you fill in the oval. And let me give you a fresh Kansas reminder of why this matters. On Friday, the Kansas Secretary of State relied on a legal opinion from the Attorney General and removed Republican Doug Billings from the roster for governor, for example, after his running mate asked to be taken off the ticket. And that's not the end of the questions. In mid-August, the Kansas City Star reported concerns that Billings pocketed a $2,700 donation, supposedly for a campaign software program. He told the paper it was a misunderstanding and a donation to his podcast. The Star also noted a 2010 felony conviction in Johnson County, 8 fraud counts that were dismissed. Look, people can explain, people can deny, but that's exactly why we do our homework. Because headlines break late, details change. Here you have a candidate that was the first filed candidate for governor, registered Republican, and your vote shouldn't be based on a rumor or slick branding. And in this case, nobody's voting yet for governor, but and it may not be a factor. Who knows? He may be our nominee. But this is why you vet candidates. And it's not just about one candidate. Later this week, the teachers' unions are expected to roll out their endorsements. Ask yourself, do these endorsements align with your values or their agenda? There's a report out there that the teachers' unions have funneled over $40 million in dues towards far-left causes. We're going to find out about that a little bit later tonight. If that's who's writing the checks, what kind of policy outcomes are they buying? You should know before you let some happy talk flyer tell you who the education candidate really is. Frankly, if teachers unions are endorsing a candidate, that's the person I don't vote for. But that's just me. Same with the realtors' endorsements in South Central Kansas. That list came out loaded with candidates who, let's be honest, support increasing your property taxes. So who exactly is running the South Central Kansas realtors? When an industry group that depends on property rights and home ownership backs people who nickel and dime your deed and jack your mill levy, that's not just curious, that's a clarifying moment. It begs a simple grown-up question: who benefits if your taxes go up? Well, spoiler, that's not you. So here's my point. Endorsements can be helpful, but as my mother used to say, you're judged by the company you keep. So these are not necessarily warning signs. They're signals, not scriptures. Treat them like clues in a detective novel, not the punchline. You have to do the follow-up. Let's talk about how to do your homework. I'm going to make this simple and practical. Grab a pen, screenshot this in your head. This is my voter homework checklist. It's 10 steps that you can do in one evening. Read the ballot. Look up the actual offices and questions you'll see. No surprises on the ballot box. Find the bios. Ignore the fluff. Candidates will tell you when they were born and their background and their favorite church potluck recipe. Nice fluffy stuff like that. They'll tell you about, you know, who their favorite dog was and that kind of thing. But check their voting record. For incumbents, this is king. Pull the official votes. Not what they say, what they stand for, but how did they vote? If they quack like a duck, well, you know, they vote like a Democrat, they're a Democrat. Follow the money. Look at who's funding them. Are the big donors local parents and small businesses, or are they out-of-state PACs? Are they unions? Are they teachers' unions? Are they activist groups? Search for their name plus controversy. See what pops up. Don't assume guilt, but don't ignore it either. Watch one full forum or debate. Don't rely on clips cut out by campaigns. Watch the whole forum. Watch the long version. Who's fluent on the issues and who's just doing bumper sticker karaoke? Who's just throwing out one-liners and who can actually answer questions? Call a campaign. Ask a specific question about taxes or schools or public safety. Who's dodging the questions and who's answering the questions? See if they give you actual answers or just a word salad. Give you a Kamala Harris kind of answer. Look at their coalitions. Who stands next to them at events? Who endorses them? Not, you know, not just a fluffy, but who actually stands with them? And just as important, who do they endorse? Skim a few of the endorsements from both sides. If the same candidates get love from the union bosses and the tax and spend crowd, well, expect tax and spend policy. Verify with trusted conservative guides. You know, your county party, the iVoter Guide, Kansans for Life, the Chamber, Kansas State Rifle Association. And yes, you can email me. I'll happily point you towards a grounded choice. Do these 10 things and you'll be more informed than 90% of voters and 100% harder to manipulate. We've got to be honest about the times. The left is organized. The woke ideological machine has built a conveyor belt. Consultants, dark money, mailers, union ground games, and media megaphones. They're doing this to try and shame you, to gaslight you, and drown you in inevitability. But don't buy it. In local races, city councils, school boards, county commissions, knowledge beats noise. Five informed neighbors can swing a precinct. One informed mom can flip a school board. Conservatives, we need to hold our own accountable tool. We don't help the cause by pretending red jerseys can't fumble. When Republicans cut back from ideals, from our principles, when we raise your taxes or go squishy on parental rights, we don't look away, we course correct. The late, great William F. Buckley Jr. reminded us, in practice, if not in a neat soundbite, the winning conservative is the most conservative candidate who can actually govern. That means principle and competence. So here's a framework I like to use. I call it the five C's. Character, do they keep their word when the cameras are off? Competence, Do they understand budgets and ordinance and contracts? Consistency? Are their votes and public statements aligned over time? Coalitions? Who do they team up with to pass policy? Who do they align themselves with? Cash flow? Who funds them and where do they spend their money? And are they good stewards of your money? If a candidate fails two or more of those C's, then it's a hard pass. Everybody's entitled to a few mistakes, but it's consistency. And when you spot the classical political weasel words, investment, that means new tax. Common sense reform, that means more regulation. Equity, well, that means ideology first, merit last. Translate their language into your language before you decide. And if you're feeling bold, go one step further. Ask a public records request. You know, make them divulge. And parents, this one's for you. If a candidate won't answer a straight yes or no question on whether parents have the right to know about a major decision in their child's life, that's not nuance. That's a tell. So one more thing about tone. Do your homework. But do it with courage and grace. Be firm, not feral. Don't do it with, you know, you don't win over converts with screaming at your neighbor in the cul-de-sac. You do it by calmly saying, here's the vote, here's the budget line, here's the link. Facts defeat frenzy. So here's your assignment this week. Pick three races on your ballot, run the 10-step checklist, compare notes with your friends, and then share that with some other friends. Take it to church. Take it to your coworkers. I'll close with these two lines. I keep it near the mic. John Elway, too, but football does start next Sunday. John Adams, he said, facts are stubborn things. Democrats hate facts. Facts are durable. And second, back to the Gipper's motto, trust but verify. Trust your values and verify the candidate. Remember, do your homework. It's very important. Do your homework before you vote, folks. We'll take a quick break, and then Rachel Ehrenfeld, author of The Soros Agenda, will explain how a Soros-funded group has been behind a latchdis effort to rally for Kilmar Obrego Garcia. Hey, rally. I think we just need to send him off to the Congo. You listen to The John Whitmer Show. We'll be back right after this. Welcome back to the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk. Want to remind you about our friends at Americans for Prosperity. They've got their Days of Action on the third Saturday of the month. It's a great way to get engaged, make a difference. You have the power to change the trajectory of our county. Make your voice heard today. Visit AmericansForProsperity.org and sign up. Well, the far-left organization behind a rally on Monday for illegal alien Kilmar Obrego Garcia, is a MS-13 gang member, human trafficker, domestic abuser. Turns out he's partially funded by George and Alex Soros's Open Society Foundation. As ICE were readying to take custody of Garcia, the far-left group CASA held a rally in support of the human trafficker. Go figure. With us now to try and explain this is Rachel Ehrenfeld, author of The Soros Agenda. Rachel, thank you for joining us. Nice to have you back on the show again.
Thank you for having me. And I want to congratulate you for your excellent suggestions to voters.
Well, thank you. I want them to be educated. That's the key. All too often they, get the mailer and that's enough, but they got to do their homework. And so that's so important.
Knowledge is a very important component for election. And your instructions are really very good.
Thank you. Thank you. That's nice. The check's in the mail.
talking about funding, well, Soros has been, you mentioned CASA. CASA is an organization. If people go to their website, it's quite impressive. I mean, they are not these guys are a little bit what they have been up to, but they are very clearly saying that they are not pro-American. And they are pro whatever illegal migration. They have been. CASA was established in 1986. Soros started funding them, or I don't know when he started funding them, but I know that since 1996, the same year that Clinton had his, Bill Clinton was president and he had his Immigration Act, Immigration Reform Act in 1996, and Soros was unhappy with that. And he didn't actually, it spoke about, the act spoke about deporting illegal migrants. So Soros started contributing heavily then to CASA, and he has continued to do it ever since. Just for the litigations on illegal migration now, he had given CASA $1.6 million. And in addition, he gave money for demonstrations for Mr. Obrega. So Garcia, I'm sorry. The moment I saw CASA, that looks familiar.
Well, it's,
Soros has been at it for a very long time. He has been funding not only CASA, and CASA was organized initially in order to oppose interference of America, the United States in Latin American countries, like, if people still remember it,
right.
Guatemala, Nicaragua, Honduras, El Salvador, communist insurgencies were active in all these places, and Cuba was heavily interfering. And so the United States had to do something. It didn't actually do very well. So the CASA organization was, the foundation, the organization was started then in order to oppose what the U.S. administration was doing, the U.S. government.
And it's not only that organization, but if you look, he's been funding a lot of these protests too. He's got a dark money group that manufactures chaos at a lot of these protests too. I saw a recent story that he funded like these $200 each to finance people to run around in chicken suits and cardboard depictions of members of Congress at town halls and that kind of stuff too. Correct.
But $200 to participate in demonstration is only in Cleveland, Ohio.
Right.
In New York, people get more.
More. And that's, see, cool. I knew, because we've got, we recently had both one of our U.S. senators and one of our congressmen were here, and the same kind of these protests were here, and some of them had the cardboard cutouts. And, you know, they all claim that these are grassroots organizations, but there's...
They are now special companies that you rent demonstrators.
Rent. Yeah.
You rent demonstrators, you pay for it. There is a company that goes out and actually recruits people to go on demonstrations. So the payment is, in Cleveland it's $200. In New York it's $400 or $500. It depends, you know, what exactly, how much you want them to shout. But Soros has been actually funding the Democratic, major funder of the Democrat Party. And he has been, his goal is to create, his goal, both he and his son, the goal is to create as much chaos as possible. Because, as he said when Soros started his activities here in the United States through his Open Society Institute, he said that he didn't like the way the United States was going, and he didn't like capitalism. He doesn't like the Constitution. He actually had written some amendments that he kind of published here and there, and I actually go through this in my book, The Soros Agenda.
Yeah, I was going to point that out, and I know I'm up against my break, but your author of the book is called The Soros Agenda. You can find that at acdemocracy.org, and of course, folks can find you on X at Rachel Ehrenfeld, and that's Ehrenfeld, correct?
Yes, and they can find the book in Amazon and Barnes & Noble and elsewhere where the book is sold.
Rachel, I appreciate you. It's very nice of you. Thank you for spending a little time with us on your Labor Day weekend.
Thank you. Have a nice weekend.
I appreciate you. Thank you again for joining us, my friend. Coming up, Drew McKissick, former co-chair of the Republican National Committee, will join us to discuss how Democrats are in complete disarray after kicking off their recent DNC summer meeting with a bizarre acknowledgement and apology for our country's stolen land. Seriously, you can't make some of this crap up. You're listening to The John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk. We'll be back right after this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.me for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.
Welcome back to the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk. I want to remind you to stay informed with up-to-the-minute news by telling Alexa or Google Home to play KNSS and make sure you listen to KNSS on the Odyssey, iHeartRadio, or TuneIn apps. And, of course, make sure you like and follow the John Whitmer Show Facebook and True Social pages and follow me on X at John R. Whitmer to get all the latest updates on the show. Well, the Democratic National Committee kicked off its annual summer meeting in Minneapolis with a land acknowledgement that included an assertion that the U.S. perpetuates a system of suppression brought by the treasurer of the Minnesota Democratic Farmer Labor Party, who is a self-described, quote, indigenous queer woman. Oh, brother. It's all about identity politics with these folks, isn't it? With us now to try and explain what's going on over on the other side of the aisle is Drew McKissick. He is an RNC delegate and the former co-chair of the Republican National Committee. Drew, thank you for joining us. Pleasure to have you on the show, my friend.
Man, thanks for having me, John. Good to be with you.
All right, let's start with the stolen land thing. You know, these people are... Well, first off, I know I've not been an RNC delegate. I can't afford it. But this... I doubt we're going to have that conversation at the RNC, correct?
That's a good bet. That's a good bet. I mean, you know, the thing that goes through my mind to begin with when you see just stupidity like this, let's just call it what it is, performance art, checks a lot of boxes here. That's what they're all about, checking boxes.
Right, exactly.
The first thing that goes through my mind is, okay, whose land are they going to get back first? Are they going to give back any land that they might have, maybe, where their house might be located?
Or, right.
You know, where does fairness begin? Does it begin at home? Do you the right thing yourself first? I'm just curious, and I'm pretty sure I think we know the answer to that.
No, it's like the videos I've seen where they pull up a bus of illegal immigrants to these Democrat rallies and say, well, okay, we've got you, let me have your house keys, and we'll put Pedro in and move him into your house, and then they're all, whoa, not my house. I mean, it's
kind of like when they sent the buses up to Martha's Vineyard.
Right, you know, exactly.
From Texas, like, wait, no, that's down the road where you want to go, not here. Right?
I mean, what's next? I mean, did they debate reparations too while they were at it? I mean, there's a reason that this party's poll numbers continue to drop to all-time lows in national surveys. Right. It's because they're completely out of touch.
Well, they are. And look, and Trump has managed, in addition to just being out of touch, Trump has managed to box him into defending the 20 or 25% position on, you know, 80-20, 75-25%
right.
issues
yeah.
when you look at polls over the course of the last, you know, basically the last 2 years or more. Whatever poll you may be looking at, it'll fluctuate in terms of order. But what's been at the top of those polls? You know, dealing with illegal immigration, dealing with crime, dealing with DEI, waste and fraud in government, things related to jobs and the economy. And on all of those things, number one, Trump has done what he said he was going to do. Okay, so he's been hard at work either via executive order or the things that they did manage to get into the Big Beautiful Bill and other initiatives he's pursuing now. I mean, his appointment, his cabinet secretaries are pursuing, you know, to essentially be able to show to the voters, you know, I heard you. This is what you cared about. This is what we've been doing. That directly relates back to what they care about. Democrats on the other side, he's got cornered into crying about the fact that he has people helping enforce the law in Washington,
right.
D.C.
Right.
I mean, you know, is that the position that you want to be in? And apparently for them, the answer is yes.
Well, and the funny part is you've got Democrat National Committee Chair Ken Martin just completely losing it. I mean, he's complete disarray. It's all orange man bad. And, sure. you know, saying that President Trump is a dictator in chief whose agenda is fascism dressed in a red tie. And then he goes on this rant about, you know, bringing a pencil to a knife fight. And then when he leaves the podium, we get this leaked audio where he's crying over David Hogg. I mean, it's just. He's all real tough, and then he goes and he cries on a phone call because this millennial is stealing his thunder. I mean, it's right. so weak.
Well, you know, it is, and we look at where they've been, and of course, my firsthand experience is here in South Carolina, for instance, a perfect example.
Yep.
You know, for all the years you've looked at South Carolina from the outside in, and you think, well, that's a Republican state. And true, you know, we voted for every Republican nominee since Eisenhower, except the mistake with the guy from Georgia back in 76. But otherwise, you know, this is Republican presidential elections. We've had every single statewide constitutional office for, you know, about 20 years now. But, you know, just prior to that, I mean, every race below president, just about, other than, say, Strom Thurmond when he was in the Senate, was held by Democrats. So we have gradually worked from the top of the ticket down the bottom of the ticket. And in 16, first time when Trump was on the ballot, it's the first time in history that we beat Democrats here in South Carolina on what's known as straight ticket voting. We still have that here. You can walk in and press the button to vote for all the Republicans or all the Democrats. First time in history. It was just 8 years ago. We beat them by 2 points. And then it was 8 points 2 years later, then 17 points, then 27 points. And last year it was 21 points. Now, why is that? It's because down, all the way down to the bottom of the ladder now, county council races, you know, coroner's races, county treasurer's races, sheriffs, these people are now voting straight ticket, voting for Republicans because the National Democrat Party has run normal Americans, middle America, away from their party as fast as they possibly can. And the result is it's creating what I call a doom loop, you know, because when right. you run normal people away, what's left? You know, more of the radical crazy people. Who are they going to nominate next time? A radical crazy person. What's that person going to do? Run more normal people away from their party. The cycle is feeding on itself.
And that's, we're talking with Drew McKissick, who's an RNC delegate and former co-chair of the Republican National Committee. And that's, I think that's what we're seeing, Drew. It's like case in point, you know, you've got this new memo out where that was shared through Politico, where their think tank is now giving them the list of 45 words and phrases that they want Democrats to avoid, you know, things like microaggression and cisgender and dead naming. And then they turn around and they keep using this stuff.
So in other words, all the words they've been using.
Right. Exactly. Week. Yes. You know, all the stuff that they're still clinging to. And then we have a transgender shooter that shoots up a Catholic school, and they immediately go around and say, you can't call him. You got to call him her, and you can't dead name him, her, and you can't. I mean, it's, you see what I mean? They just can't help themselves.
Yeah, totally. Well, and again, every time they do that, and every time they defend that 20-25%
right.
Segment of any question or issue, they're running more normal Americans, mainstream Americans, you know, who just, you know, want to be left alone, live their lives, don't think about politics very much. But then they look at stuff like this and probably yell at the TV. I mean, those people are crazy, you know, or something to that effect. And it affects the rest of their candidates down the ticket. And that's why, again, when you begin to see the collapse of local party support. So, you know, a presidential race here or there, a congressman, a senator, okay, you know, they come and go. But when you start to lose that local support, you're losing the foundation the rest of your party is built on, you know, future potential candidates, you know, the minor leagues of politics, if you will.
Right.
And that is a long-term problem for their party.
Well, and that's, like I've said for years, most folks are pro-life, pro-gun, get-off-my-porch folks, and just want to be left alone. And I think when you're sitting there debating, you gotta call them the unhoused and birthing person, and that's what we're debating is, you can't call them, you can't define what a woman is. Well, that's the nonsense.
Well, and they're the party of science. So,
you know, oh, yeah, exactly.
Don't let that get in the way.
Exactly. Drew, I appreciate you, brother. If folks want to connect with you, yeah, they sure. can find you on X at Drew McKissick, and that's McKissick, correct?
You got it. Absolutely.
I appreciate you, brother. Thanks for joining us.
Yes, sir. Have a good one now.
You too. Bye-bye. We'll take a quick break and we'll take your calls. Our studio lines are open 316-869-1330. You're listening to the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk. We'll be back right after this. Welcome back to the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk. I want to remind you about our friends at Americans for Prosperity. Don't forget, the third Saturday of every month, they do their Day of Action. It's a great way for you to get out, knock on doors, help folks, make calls, educate voters. If you want more information, you can visit AmericansForProsperity.org. If you're looking to make a little extra money, it's a great way to do that, too. You can sign up, get more information, AmericansForProsperity.org. And, of course, while you're online, don't forget to like and follow the John Whitmer Show on Facebook and True Social, and follow us on X at John R. Whitmer. Also, don't forget, coming up Wednesday at 6 o'clock is the kickoff for the Kobach for re-election campaign. He's running for attorney general again. That's out at the Sedgwick County GOP Estes campaign headquarters. Find more information on that at the Sedgwick County GOP Facebook page, campaign page, or excuse me, web page, and on the John Whitmer Show Facebook page. So, Ray, you're on the John Whitmer Show. Thank you for sticking around.
Yes, this property tax stuff.
Uh-huh.
Now, okay, you have to be in the mafia to want property taxes, because I work hard. I purchase my house with my hard-earned money, and then somebody comes up to the door and says, hey, you want to keep your house?
Yeah, keep paying for it.
I need a little money here under the table, only they've made it legal. And it's so un-American that any politician that wants to back that up should be removed.
I mean, look, you got to pay for roads, you got to pay for core services. I understand, okay, there is some basic needs
to do that.
No, and part of the problem is the appraisal process, and that's broken. I like the idea of capping it. I think they should do something to cap it, the increase, whatever it is, you know, a cap at 4%.
It should exist at all.
I like
my ass to buy my house, and then they come along and want more money from me for it.
Yeah. I mean, the other thing I think they should do, you know, Derek Schmidt had this as something that he wanted to do in his campaign. I love the idea. And that is a retire free in Kansas, where, you know, whatever the retirement age that they set it at, I don't know, whatever, 65, whatever it is, after you hit a certain benchmark, you no longer pay property taxes. I also like the idea of veterans. Would they say if you're a vet, if you served X number of years and you're a veteran, you don't pay property taxes?
Yeah,
I think that's something. I think both of those could be done. I think the state certainly has enough surplus. And, you know, really what this ultimately comes down to is fiscal responsibility and restraint amongst your local governmental entities. They could do this. They would just have to be fiscally disciplined and find ways to cut in order to afford to do this. But they don't want to. They're living largesse. They're living high on the hog, and they don't want to have to be fiscally disciplined. So,
well, then let's cut them off at the knees and just remove it from them and see if they can survive.
That's a way to do it. The problem is the biggest perpetrator here isn't your city, it isn't your county, and it certainly isn't the state. It's the school districts, and I mean that's really the biggest perpetrator. A case in point, you know, I live in Goddard. I think my property tax is at 19%. Most of them are that way. Wichita Public Schools, you know, they want to do another massive $500 million property tax increase. That's who the biggest culprit is the schools.
Now, on the school thing, if you're a manager and you're inept, and your business is failing, like the schools are failing.
Yeah, you get fired.
Then what you do, not around here, you know.
Well, no, but
the manager,
if you're a
manager,
superintendent, you get two pay raises. But
That's right. If you're a failure, what you do to cover that up is say, man, we're going to paint the walls and put some new chairs in here and let's have a new building and everybody will feel better. Yep. And the kids are still stupid.
And to make it even worse, if you're the Kansas Department of Education, you lower the standards so that the next time you do testing, the test scores look better. The kids aren't more educated. You just have better scores so that people think they're doing better. Ray, you're preaching to the choir, brother. Trust me. The biggest perpetrator in all this property tax discussion is schools. You know, if you say anything, and trust me, I get the calls, and I appreciate the call, Ray. If you say anything, you know what they say? You hate kids. You hate kids. You hate teachers. You know, and I get that all the time. And then I have to remind them, well, my mother was a teacher before she passed. My sister's a teacher. My daughter-in-law is a teacher. You know, it doesn't matter. I still apparently hate kids, even though I've got two of my own and four grandkids. But what do I know? We'll take a quick break. After the top of the hour break, we'll take some more calls. You're listening to the John Whitmer Show. We'll be back right after this. Welcome back to the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. KNSS is always here for you. Let's keep it that way. Tell your legislators to keep AM radio in vehicles by texting AM. Excuse me, to 52886 and tell Congress to keep AM in radio AM radio in cars and keep me from sneezing. Make sure you like and follow the John Whitmer Show Facebook page and follow me on X at John R. Whitmer to get all the latest updates on this show. So Phil, did he decide to ask the question or did he just want me to, what was that? I saw you, it was a long conversation you were having.
Okay. All right. Well, actually this all goes back to the monologue that you had in the first hour. And actually I had a question. And it's kind of gone on with some of the messages that I've received over the past hour. Okay. So long story short.
That monologue must have, because Rachel Ahrenfeld liked it. So it was a hit apparently.
Yeah. Okay. So, I guess my question first of all is, okay, Doug Billings.
Yeah.
Is a Republican candidate.
Oh, yeah.
For governor of
Kansas. First to file, as he likes to say.
So my question is, when are we going to have him on the show?
Apparently never. So I've reached out to Doug multiple times and see if I can bring up the Facebook message and I can tell you what he has said so that I'm not putting words in his mouth. But it's because since we're having the conversation on the air, We don't want to say anything that could be taken out of context or, put anybody off, but he does not want to come on the show and he's been pretty emphatic about it. I want to make sure that I'm telling specifically why. I can't find it, so I'm not going to specifically really what it has come down to is essentially I'm an establishment hack and I'm part of the GOP establishment. And so he doesn't wish to support the GOP establishment. That's the first part. Second off, the Kansas Republican Party has put in some debate criteria. I think we've talked about this before in order to qualify for the the official debates. Now, there's a difference between debates and the forums. Like, for example, the forum that's going to be held in Cowley County.
Down in Winfield, yeah.
Down in Winfield next month, which I'm moderating. It's not even a moderator, it's just I'm hosting, and Doug will be there. He's participating in that. But that's not a debate. It's just a conversation. That's not a debate. If you want to be part of the official debates that the state party is putting on, there's certain criteria that they have put into place. Well, he feels that is unfair, and he thinks that since I am the county chair of the Sedgwick County Republican Party, I should come out and oppose that and apologize for that. And since he has called on me to do that, and since I won't do that, he won't come on my show.
I see.
Now, a reason I won't do that, first off, it's not my place. That's a state party decision. Second off, I support it. At some point, if we have 12 people on that stage at a formal debate, everybody's going to get one question, and then an hour later, we're done. You've got to put some metrics in there in order to have it. Otherwise, you're just not going to have time to have a legitimate opportunity to have everybody get informed. And I'm sorry, but some of these candidates, you got to narrow this down in order, or it's just going to be I remember the debates with Donald Trump in 2016. It was a joke. There were, 14 people on the stage?
A bunch of people on the stage.
Yes. And it was silly. And at some point, you got to win this down. You got to narrow it down a little bit. And by January of next year, if you haven't been able to raise a minimum amount of money, you're not a legitimate candidate. I'm not saying Doug Billings is not a legitimate candidate. I'm not saying that. But if you can't raise a minimum amount of money, which is what the state party has established, if you can't raise, I think it's like 250 grand. If you can't raise 250 grand, and you've been at it over a year, I'm sorry, then you're not a legitimate candidate. So that's kind of, and he doesn't think that's fair and wants me to call him out. I'm not going to do that. So that's the other reason he won't come on the show.
Okay. All right. Well,
another question they had. It was a long conversation.
Well, and just wanted to know some more.
About the other stuff?
Yeah.
So, okay, there are two articles that came out. One was in the Kansas City Star, and this was about why. So his running mate, April McCoy was his running mate, and she asked to be removed from the ticket. Apparently what happened was that he got a $2,700, and this is according to the Kansas City Star, he received a $2,700 check back in May of this year, was made out to Doug Billings, not the campaign, but it was made out to him. And the subject line on the check reads software. Okay. Well, apparently the donor was told that thought this was a campaign donation. And if you're making a donation to a campaign, then you should be making it out to Billings for Governor or whatever the campaign official campaign account was. And I guess that created a whole lot of controversy. And why was he taking campaign donations and doing to his personal name instead of to his account? It's created a whole lot of controversy. Mrs. McCoy learned about this, heard that it had been deposited in his personal bank account rather than the campaign funds, created a whole lot of controversy. The campaign manager quit. A lot of campaign staff quit. She resigned. Well, then there's been accusations back and forth, and it's just a whole lot of campaign stuff. This is all according to Kansas City Star. And then there's another story in the Wichita Eagle. It's not the first time Billings had been accused. This I'm reading from the Wichita Eagle. It's not the first time Billings has been accused of financial wrongdoing. Public records show Billings was convicted in Johnson County in March of 2010 on account of felony theft of more than $25,000 and less than $100,000. Eight counts of fraud filed on the same day as the theft charge were dismissed. So there's some other issues with past convictions of felony theft of more than $25,000. Billings, he doesn't deny that. He says it was a confidential case. This is according to the Wichita Eagle that Billings does. He doesn't deny it. He says the record was expunged. He never served time behind bars in connection with the conviction. He declined to say why he was arrested or where he was working when the arrest occurred. He says he doesn't have any problem passing background checks. And he said if people have questions, they can read his 2010 Christian self-help book. So that was his response to the Wichita Eagle.
2010.
Yes. Later in the book, apparently he references his past financial impropriety, that he had been fired from jobs because of integrity issues, lost relationships because of his ego and lies, and squandered a career, falsified expense reports at work, and lost my job for it. One passage reads from his book. So there's just issues, and I think that's one of the reasons that April McCoy resigned from the ticket. There's just been a lot of controversy, which is one of the, when I heard about all this, this is one of the things I was alluding to in my monologue. This is why you need to vet your candidates, because if you'd already voted for, say, Doug Billings, and then this stuff comes out, well, it's too late. You've already voted. Mm-hmm. So this is why you need to vet your candidates.
Okay. So where does Doug Billings go from here?
So he is not on the ballot anymore. Doesn't mean he can't file. He can file again.
He can file again because he has until next June.
Right. The filing deadline is June 1st. So you don't have to file until June 1st at noon. But he has to find another lieutenant governor, which I'm sure he will if somebody is interested. He's cleaned up his record. Everybody's entitled. We're all sinners. You know, we're all sinners. Nobody's perfect. We've all made mistakes. So he just needs to make his case to the voters. And if he finds a lieutenant governor, wants someone to run with him, but they'll have to file again, which ironically, it's $2,700. No connection. But so he would have to then next January or June, rather, he'd have to file again.
Right.
So,
okay.
And cost him another $2,700.
Okay.
That dollar figure is coming back to haunt him.
Well, yeah. And it feels like a weird situation because
this whole thing is bizarre.
Because him and his initial running mate,
April McCoy,
had been established. They had been
they've been going around and The sad part is on social media, if you Google her and look her up, she's got all kinds of things to say about Doug Billings. It was not a amicable separation.
But what I'm saying is it's been almost a year that they were running mates.
Yes.
And so now that's been pulled apart.
And it's a nasty separation.
Just the awkwardness of it.
It was not a pleasant divorce. Let's put it that way. This is definitely a woman scorned. So we'll take a quick break. I understand. I know we had a couple other callers and we'll get to those calls and take your call coming up right after this. You're listening to the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk. We'll be back right after this. Welcome back to the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk. Don't forget about our friends at Americans for Prosperity. They've got their Days of Action. It's the third Saturday of the month. It's a great way to get engaged, to make a difference. You have the power to change the trajectory of our county. It's a great way to make your voice heard. You can visit AmericansForProsperity.org and sign up today while you're at it. Make sure you like and follow the John Whitmer Show Facebook page and follow us on X at John R. Whitmer to get all the latest updates on the show. Nick, thanks for sticking around. You're on the John Whitmer Show.
Good evening, John. I really enjoyed your monologue this evening.
Wow. I gotta do that more often. I'm like batting well over 750.
Well, it was great. Your facts are stubborn things, like you said, whether it's in civic engagement or parenting. Because if we don't exert our rights, we really have none. So if you want your child to behave, you need to teach them with a loving rod while modeling the behavior. If you want to avoid the communist training of children, you got to go to the meetings, run for school board and all that good stuff. Don't get feared of being sued. If you're standing for truth, and it really matters about life, family, and liberty, because if men and women and fathers and mothers don't get it right, there's no amount of property tax that will help anything. And I'm just a tiny little bit of pushback back on something. I don't believe that Jesus is on the cross. I think he is risen. And I want to make sure that if we're going to be talking about sin and death and evil and redemption, that we make sure we are praying to the one who can really save us. But anyway, John, you know, a lot of times I call in and talk about the cannabis issue, and as long as we are taking officers off of burglaries and sex crimes to do drug buys, I think that's one thing. But to federalize a police force to arrest and seize property by using an aromatic plant as a gateway into a vehicle or a person, I think we need to reevaluate that situation. I'm not anti-Trump, but I'm pro-Constitution. And so I just hope that we can get over this issue. I noticed we have Senator Joe Gruters now as the Republican National Committeeman, and he might maybe just agree with me on some of these things. And consistency, like you said, is very important. So whether it's state gaming, alcohol, tobacco, any refined sugar, trans fats, fake fats, or even politics use disorder, we need to be consistent with our conservative policies. But I love your show, John.
Thank you, brother.
And it's always good to talk to you, sir.
Hey, I do have one question for you.
Yes, sir.
What's this thing that I've been hearing about where they're now the attorney general or the KBI, I guess it is, on I saw the story the other day on the drinks that some of these cannabis, these CBD stores have been carrying, because the KBI is interpreting the milligram content one way, federal government's interpreting it the other way. What's going on with that?
Fodder for people to fight about. What happened in 2018 is Kansas legalized THC through the hemp program. And when they did that, they forgot that we're talking about cannabis, and instead of marijuana or hemp, you know, they tried to separate it out, which it's kind of hard. And so THC in certain forms is legal in the country and in the state and should be descheduled as far as I'm concerned. But the fight is over definitions. And you should know, John, as a former legislator, how the state statute can make a definition that doesn't really mean
terribly
what it means.
Yes. So, how many times did we get into fights, you know, up there with shall or may or yes, I trust me, I'm aware. Yes.
So let's hope we get some let's hopefully we'll get past this issue, unify the party, and win the second floor this election with other Republican races, or you know, races, get the Republicans, conservatives in there. So, but we can talk about that as long as you want, but I'm sure maybe you got another phone call or anything. But I appreciate your show, sir.
I appreciate it, brother. Thank you. As a matter of fact, I did see, I love Nick. You know, Nick, he's, it's funny because on that issue, I guess I probably default to until the federal government, takes it off being a Schedule One. I'm kind of probably going to default there, but it's just I wish we'd stop debating the darn thing. But I saw that message that just came through. We got a message that came through a little while ago. Someone wanting to know what were the other words that were in that Politico article. In the new memo shared exclusively with Politico, and this came from, we'll just say Mary in Derby. What were some of the other words that were shared exclusively with Politico from that center-left think tank? It's called The Third Way, and they circulated this list of 45 words and phrases that they want Democrats to avoid using. Which, this is a perfect example of the Democrat Party. So we don't want to change who we are, but because we know we're out of touch, we're just going to change the words. We're going to change the packaging. We're not going to change who we are. We're not going to try and, be more in touch, but we're going to pretend like we are so that we can maybe connect better with Main Street America. But as alleging that the terms put, quote, a wall between us and everyday people, which it does. Among the blacklisted terms are privilege. Yeah. Okay. Dialoguing. Which I've always thought was a stupid. In other words, talking. Triggering.
I'm getting triggered right now.
Yeah, me too. Othering. Microaggression. Body shaming. In other words, fat. Systems of oppression. Cultural appropriation, which they use for everything. I mean, existential threat to, the phrase existential threat to, like existential threat to the climate or democracy, which that phrase, they use that existential threat phrase on everything. Everything is an existential threat to something. I mean, Trump is an existential, everything's an existential threat to them.
Going back to, when you've been downtown on Saturdays.
Oh, yeah.
I'll bet you've heard every one of these phrases.
Oh, every one of these. Yes. Stakeholders. That's another one they use. The unhoused, because they can't call them homeless. You can't call them homeless. They're the unhoused. Food insecurity. In other words, hungry people. Housing insecurity, as in homeless people. Person who immigrated.
Not an alien.
Not an illegal alien. Oh, you can't call me illegal. Ooh. Well, yeah. So, this one. Love this one. Birthing person. As opposed to, woman. Cisgender. That's the most dumb ass. Yeah. Dead naming. Don't even get me on the trans crap. Patriarchy. LGBTQIA+. Can't use that one anymore. And incarcerated people. Criminals.
Okay.
Felons.
Oligarch. They were going oligarch this.
These are just the 45. I skipped a few that, were just stupid. This is their next solution to how to be more in touch is just not use these words. Of course, they'll come up with other words that, so they're just going to replace these with more common words. You can't change the fact that they're just completely out of touch by just switching out your language, folks. You're just flat out of touch. We'll take a quick break, pay a few bills, and then Ryan Staley, a researcher, speaking of people who are out of touch, We'll talk about the teachers union and how they've been directing over $40 million in dues towards far left causes. 316-869-1330 is our studio line. You're listening to the John Whitmer Show. We'll be back right after this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.me for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.
Welcome back to the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk. Want to remind you to stay informed with up-to-the-minute news by telling Alexa or Google Home to play KNSS or by listening to KNSS on the Odyssey, iHeartRadio, or TuneIn apps. And, of course, make sure you like and follow the John Whitmer Show Facebook page and follow me on X at John R. Whitmer to get all the latest updates of the show. Excuse me. Lost my place there. So amid a trend of declining memberships since the Supreme Court struck down mandatory union dues, the nation's two largest teachers unions have poured tens of millions of dollars into left-wing causes. A new report from a conservative watchdog group finds that the unions have been basically flooding teacher union dues into their pet causes. The national nonprofit group Defending Education released a report this week after combing through the National Education Association and the American Federation of Teachers' contributions to left-wing and far-left groups. The nonprofit found that the two unions spent a combined $43.5 million since 2022 to help fund state and federal political action committees and other ideologically left-wing entities, such as DCE think tanks. With us now is Ryan Staley. He's a researcher at Defending Education. Ryan, thank you for joining us. Appreciate you, and I, more importantly, I appreciate you bringing us this report. If folks are interested, they can find a link to this report on the John Whitmer Show Facebook page, by the way. Ryan, thanks for joining us.
Thanks, John. Thanks for having me on the show.
It's, you know, I looked at it, and by the way, this doesn't surprise me in the slightest. I think they've long outlived their save-by date, but teachers unions' priorities for a long time have been pretty obvious that they're advancing these kinds of policies and candidates and no longer really focusing on the education of children. Case in point, I got a little preview of what the Wichita Teachers Union, they're going to roll out their endorsements this week for the November elections, and they're backing all the Democrat candidates, all the liberals, all of the Democrats, and they no longer care about educating their kids. All they care about is just pushing the candidates who will give them more money, basically.
Yeah, that's correct. And I'm with you. Like, it obviously did not surprise me either as we were going through all these reports and stuff and collecting data. You know, my dad was the local rep back in Illinois for the teachers union. And I can remember in 2012, they were spending money on charter buses to go up to protest Scott Walker.
Right.
So yeah. This is not new stuff, but I think it's important that we put this data out there for people because, you know, they don't think about these things. Right. And so they just, you know, as you said, local elections, even they'll pump money into their school board candidates that they want on the board so they can you know, get better negotiating contracts.
Yeah. If you look at the local, these candidates here in Wichita, they all get money from the KNEA, which is the Kansas affiliation of the National Education, and then they'll get money from the NEA. But if I looked at your report here, by the way, it's defendinged.org. But if you look at this report, you can see just starting at A and going down, it's, you know, Better Wisconsin, Alliance for Better Minnesota, Ballot Initiative, Strategy, Battleground California, Center for American Progress, I mean, Defending Education, Democracy. I mean, you just go through House Majority PAC, House Minority PAC. You just go through Latino Victory Fund. Literally, you moveon.org, moveon.org, move. I mean, you just go through this. You can see clearly why these people are doing this. They're not, why are union dues going for this? They're not advocating for teachers. They're advocating for politicians.
In far left causes. We saw this over the summer with their conventions and the NEA handbook outlining that they're pushing hard on these far left policies. One example is the transgender gender identity stuff is deep and embedded into the NEA platform, and you know, them and the AFT as well, and they're funneled $100,000 into a program called the Trevor Project, which the Trump administration just defunded because they run these private chat rooms with children and anonymous people on the other end are having conversations with these kids. And so a lot of this is going, I mean, you've got Democracy Alliance and a lot of these big named dark money groups. They even fund, as of late, they've been funding left wing parental rights groups. That are you know, going after and protesting Moms for Liberty events and so forth. So they're very much all left wing driven platform.
Well, they're giving money to other unions and other militant organizations. I mean, here's one. You've got almost $1 million, $916,000 that's going to Workers Vote, which is basically another union super PAC that gives money to other union super PACs. So they're literally just funneling money to other, basically allows you to, like, a slush fund. It's almost like they're like a union, or it's almost like a mafia thing. It's amazing.
Yeah. I guess the best word I could use for it, and this is my personal opinion, is it's a form of money laundering. Like,
yes,
we're seeing with the Act Blue situation. That's being investigated, et cetera. So I can't speak to the legality of these things. That's not my ballpark, but that's what it looks like to me is teachers are paying dues. You know, and by the way, you mentioned this, at the start, teachers are still being, in some places, forced to pay fees.
Yes.
And they're playing little word games with things to make sure these teachers are still paying money. We are now seeing we saw an article come out about California. They're forcing graduate students in college who are working. They're forcing them to pay dues into this stuff, and it's also going to far left radical programming. And so this stuff is still going on. It's still happening, and they're just putting money in their own pockets and their friends' pockets.
Well, and I've got organizations here as I'm going, and again, I'm using your report, which just then links directly. You've got organizations here that push abortion, that push radical environmental policy, that have race and equity. I mean, why is a teachers' union putting money into race and transgender stuff? Parents, I mean, this is. Again, why? What's the purpose? How come you're not? I could get it if maybe they were advocating for teacher policies or education policies, but race, gender, abortion, why is a teachers union advocating on these issues?
Because it's completely corrupted by left-wing ideology. We put out two other reports right before the Independence Day in July, highlighting that the NEA has built into their bylaws that they have to mandatory have 20% of their delegates are minorities. And then also we had a second report come out about contracts, and they're putting DEI and race-based programming, things that like almost explicitly violate Title VI, and they're putting that stuff into contracts, and they're forcing it into the schools. And so it really is driven like a DEI mentality for them, and they're not willing to give it up. And, they throw it under the guise of social justice because they believe that if we bring about this utopian equity based society, everything will be fantastic. And anybody lives in reality. That's not true.
Right. Well, here you've got nearly $1.5 million from the unions that was dumped into funds like these, one of which was the main super fund PAC that supported Kamala Harris in 2024. But here's really the conclusion that I want. Particularly anyone who's got a teacher that in their family. The National Education Association spends less than 10% of its budget on representational activities. So less than 10% of their budget they spend representing teachers, while at the same time the union spent 38% of its budget on contributions to these types of groups. So literally the 40% of their budget is going towards this crap. 10% is actually going to help represent teachers.
Yeah, and we know because, I have a family of teachers. Teachers across the country right now are going out and buying supplies
right,
out of their
yeah.
own pockets yeah. for their classrooms. And so it's gross. And, what they will tell you is, well, we're just trying to get teachers more money. But we know since the 1930s, they've been using the slogan "We're underfunded," and so it's just gross. And these things, they're just basically an extension of the Democratic Party at this point.
Yeah. Well, and again, this comes back. It's almost like I planned it this way. It's holistic. It comes back to the monologue that I get in the beginning of the show where I talked about vetting your candidates. You get an endorsement from a teachers union. Well, folks, I'm sorry, but. Teachers unions do endorsements for a reason, and they push candidates for a reason. So, Ryan, I appreciate you, brother. If folks are interested, it's defendinged.org, correct?
Correct.
And we've shared a link to this report on the John Whitmer Show Facebook page as well. Thank you again, and thank you in particular for taking the time on your Labor Day weekend to join us, my friend.
Yeah, I appreciate the chance to come on. Thank you, sir.
We'll take a quick break. I want to hear what you think. Our studio lines are open. And again, maybe it's just that I hate teachers and I hate kids. And, I'm just mean spirited. 316-869-1330. You're listening to the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk. We'll be back right after this. Welcome back to the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk. Still feels like it's maybe because I don't have to go to work tomorrow. I was going to say, it still feels like, it feels like it's not Sunday. It feels like, but it's because it's not technically.
Yeah.
But I was thinking because, we did our door knocking yesterday because, talking about AFP, and we did 90 doors today, and I think we did a little over 100 yesterday. So like between the 2 days, the missus and I did almost 200 doors.
Despite the humidity, the weather was pretty good for that.
This has been great. Yep. Oh, I would take door knocking in this weather has been phenomenal. So I'll take this 6 days a week and twice on Sunday. Trust me. But yeah, we still did. We still were able to do a fair chunk today and a little over 100 yesterday. So it's good. It's good.
Some areas there.
Good exercise. And
do you have a okay? So how many doors do you say you knocked on? Do you have do you set yourself a goal each day? We need to hit this.
If we can get 100 a day, that's okay. That's kind of, she does more than I do. She's better than I am. she's a harder worker than I am. I just started knocking more. I've been, I have four different chops that I'm trying to, mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And she's just better at it. Faster and quicker. And I get into conversations with folks, and she's just better at it than I am. I guess maybe because I'm a politician. So not anymore, but I've been a politician. So.
Right. So you see that side.
Right. Yeah. So I can, and she's just better at it than I am. But yeah, we try. If we can get some days we've done, I mean, there have been days that we did, she can do buck 40. In a day, that's especially in the hot days, that's a lot of
that
doors.
Is a lot. That's, yeah. Okay.
But if you can get 30 an hour, that's good. 20 to 30 an hour. That's your work. Cause you're not right now, we're doing surveys. So you're talking to folks. You're actually, as a candidate, you can do more because when a candidate, you're trying to be quick. Hey, my name's John. I'm running for your Kane's house or, I'm working for a candidate. Like your sport, can I answer any questions? Boom, it's numbers. You're trying to get out, With this, you're trying to inform voters so you can have longer conversations. Some of them can go longer because you're trying to educate voters. It's a little different when you're doing working for AFP. You're trying to inform, you're trying to educate a voter. It's a little different than when you're a candidate.
Right. Yeah.
And it's also different the demographic, the target voter. If you're doing only Republicans and they know who you are, it could be quick. Mm-hmm. Hey, I'm Bob. I'm running for your city council seat. Oh, I know you, Bob. You got my vote. Great. Oh, can I give you a yard sign? Boom. I'm done. That's 30 seconds and I'm out. If you're an unknown, it could be, and I've knocked on thousands of, probably tens of thousands of doors by now.
Okay. To use a sports analogy.
Yep.
So 100 knocks or 100 doors, 100 at bats.
100 bats.
What are you batting? As far as answers,
take rate, you mean?
You don't necessarily have to have someone that agrees with you or whatever, but
no,
just in general, people who respond to you at the door.
Well, you got to keep in mind it's all in the lists. It's all in the
sure it is.
Again, we're not using sure. You're not using your the phone book.
Your batting average is going to be better in right. some areas than others.
Right. Okay, and I'm not going to give away proprietary information
absolutely
here.
Absolutely not. No.
Because I want Democrats to pick up a phone book. Actually, I want Democrats to just wander down the streets and randomly knock on doors mm-hmm. and waste their time doing it. We, on the other hand, are using very pointed, targeted mm-hmm. lists. So if you're using a targeted list with I can literally go in and create a walkbook targeting very specific voters with very detailed analytics. And mm-hmm. I can tell you, okay, I want someone who has voted 4 out of the last 4 elections and I want only pro-life voters or pro, so I get a very targeted voter list and then, you get a pretty good take rate. If you're targeting those, but see, if you get a street with 20 houses, I may only knock on 3 homes.
Right.
Okay. I want the Dems to be walking and knocking on 20 homes mm-hmm. because they're wasting their time. Because only 3, if you have a street with 20 homes on it, only 3 of those houses vote.
Yeah.
And so the candidate who's smart doesn't waste his time knocking on 20 doors.
Exactly. Okay.
The candidate that's smart is the one that I'm giving away really valuable information right now. The candidate that is smart is the one that goes to the three houses that vote and doesn't go to the others.
Okay.
The candidates that waste their time are the ones that just go on every knock on every door. They think they're doing, look at all these houses. I just knocked on 20 doors. Yeah, that's great. You knocked on 20 doors. Guess what? You wasted time. Knock on the three, then go to the next block and knock on those five. And I guarantee you, I got more votes knocking on those five than you did. How many, if I target that way, I will get more votes than you will walking on those 20, because of those 20, only three vote. You wasted time. Right. You wasted 17 doors. Because 17 of those doors probably aren't going to vote. Some of them may vote for your opponent. Don't waste your time. See the difference?
Ladies and gentlemen, you've just been taken behind the curtain.
Yes, with John Whitmer. Just got taken behind the curtain. Most people pay me for that advice. Most people pay me for that. Most people pay a lot of money for what I just gave you. Yeah, and I'm going to get in trouble for giving you that kind of information.
And blame it on your producer.
Don't forget, Wednesday, Kobach campaign announcement. We'll have a lot of fun. In the meantime, see you next Sunday with Senator Ted Cruz, and have a great week.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.me for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.